The National Dismal Committee of the ANC has publicly announced the decision that it took 2 days ago to temporarily suspend the ANC Youth League president, Comrade Julius Malema, with immediate effect. That is a constitutional injunction. They've invoked a section of the Constitution, our disciplinary code, that allows for immediate suspension under extraordinary circumstances. That's what they've done today. Julius Malema stands suspended for 30 days, that's what temporarily means, until he is given his charges. But until such time that he's given his charges, he will not be able to participate in anything of the ANC or the ANC Youth League or any structures of the ANC or gatherings of the ANC.
Will there be a time for an appeal?
The Constitution of the ANC says when we use that section of the Constitution to temporarily suspend any member, then within 30 days, that member must be given his charge sheet or her charge sheet. So within 30 days, he must get his charges. But this is not appealable. This is under extraordinary circumstances in the Constitution. He cannot appeal the temporary suspension. It stands for 30 days. Then in 30 days, those that have suspended him must give him the charges. As you will know, he is suspended for the disrespect and insult that he has hurled at the president of the ANC, amongst others, calling the president a dictator, a suppressor, and a person who has eroded democracy within the ANC, basically insulting and disrespecting the president of the ANC. So these are the extraordinary circumstances that have then allowed the NDC to take these very extraordinary measures.
Some ANC supporters are expressing concern that this could possibly bring tensions ahead of the ANC mega conference at the end of this year. What is your take on that?
Now, organizations don't work that way. You see, organizations, when you have flouted the rules and the constitution of an organization, organizations don't look what will be the impact of you being disciplined. Because, in fact, organizations will look at what will be the impact of them not arresting this ill-discipline. So we are not worried at all. And they rest assured, members of the ANC understand the ANC constitution, and they also understand when one has gone offline, when one has basically crossed the line. And in this instance, it is the NDC's view that Comrade Julius Malema have crossed the line by insulting the president, by being disrespectful to the president, which of course was not for the first time. He has been doing this in recent times.
What are the preparations being made ahead of the ANC's conference at the end of this year?
You will know that, first of all, we are busy with policy discussions. We have issued out policy documents to all our branches and our regions, or all our structures, so that indeed they prepare, first of all, before the national conference, they prepare for a policy conference that we'll be holding in June. So that's what we are busy with now. Those policy decisions that we will take in June will then go to our policy to our national conference in Mangaung. That's the first step. Because a conference is about policies from where we sit. Number two, of course, the conference is also about leadership. Around October, we will then open for all our branches that are in good standing and all our structures to make nominations for leadership for all the positions in the ANC National Executive, starting with the position of the president up to the position of an ordinary member. Now, there are 86 positions that will be contested at that elective conference. So that will be the second part, but the first part is looking at whether the policies that we have, are they creating a better life for our people? So we are looking forward to this very robust discussions on policy positions and choices that the ANC will take in that conference. These are the preparations that we're taking.